All right. Do you have your life together? You have your life together.
I feel like, yeah, I do.
What's the criteria? How do you know if you have your life together?
Some of them are weird. This is from a survey.
All right.
And the top 10 things are smelling good was number 10.
I'm in.
So you're clean.
Yeah. And all right, look, you don't
have to elaborate. You don't have a smell, which is like a good thing.
I don't have a smell.
I don't want to smell cologne. I don't want to smell dirty hair.
That's one of the nicest things you've ever said.
You're welcome.
You know what I mean?
You don't have a smell. You don't.
I tried to have a smell.
Cologne is tricky. Cologne is a very tricky line.
I know. Although, like I say, there's some stuff you like to smell. Somebody comes around and they got that smell and you just...
But it might smell good to you.
Might be overpowering.
Else. Yeah. Right. Perfume. I know people hate perfume.
French hookah.
Keeping eye contact during conversations.
I think I contact a little bit. I'll look away. I don't like to stare people down. Some people want to alpha male you and stare you down. I'll give you some eye contact, then I'll glance away and come back.
Yes, you will, because you might see a shining object.
Right. I'm a little ADD.
Wearing nice clothes. Yes.
See, I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, you do.
I'm not like.
You're not rolling
a diva.
In with ripped stuff.
And if it's ripped, it's supposed to be ripped. Right. Bought it that way.
Yes.
So right now, so far, look.
You paid extra.
3 for 3.
Owning a car.
Dude, 4 for 4. This is how you know if you've got your life together. And
might,
I'm 4 for 4.
Might go downhill here.
All right.
Eating healthy.
4 for 5.
You do not eat
I had a ham and cheese from Falls Road Carryout. What's up, Diane?
You eat the way I let myself eat when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have whatever I want. <That's Yeah. it.
laughs> But it's only one meal a day?
Right.
All right, so I'm 4 for 5. Let's go.
Number 5, married.
4 for 6. Well, I'm really 4 for 5 and a half. It's complicated.
This one's telling.
Estranged.
Having a high-paying job.
I would say so. 5 for 7. I think I'm 5 for 7.
Yeah, we're about to lose one.
Let's go.
Keeping up a regular exercise routine.
5 for 8. I used to be 8 for 8 in the day, but right now 5 for 8. I'll take
following
that.
Through on plans. I think you do.
6 for 9.
Owning a home.
6 for 10. 6 for 10.
Yeah.
I'm 6 for 10.
Yeah.
Look, but there was a day. That was 10 for 10.
You
I nailed
had
them
it all.
All
together.
I had it all. Had it all.
Actually, I'm excited to actually buy my first house soon. I keep thinking about that. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to have a mortgage.
You just sold a house.
That was Robbie's. Robbie owned it.
You're married. It's
yeah,
your
but
house.
It wasn't my, you know, like I paid mortgage.
Divorce him and see if that's your house.
I'll take
it. Yeah. Way to go, girl. All right. Well, I got work to do. 6 for 10.
Somebody said, we were talking about how to know your life is together.
Yep.
And there was a checklist.
I got 6 out of 10.
Yes. And somebody said, that's the dumbest list ever because you don't own a house. Just because you don't own a house doesn't mean you don't have your stuff together.
I totally get that.
Or married for that matter. And they're right. Because sometimes it doesn't make sense to own a home.
Right.
Depending on what you do.
Are you going to say like a guy like George Clooney who wasn't married for so long he didn't have his life together? No, you're not.
Well, anyway. Yeah, not everybody thinks marriage is all that great.
Somebody said, I'm 0 for 10. I see that as a good sign. If doing those things means having my life together, I'd rather have it apart.
That guy smells.
Terms.
That guy doesn't smell good.
That's what somebody said. He said...
smelling good was one of the things on the list.
Somebody said, suppose the girl in your office was like a 10. But she sort of smelled like onions, you know, sort of gamey, like she ran full court basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get around that? And
no.
A lot of people were like, I don't think so. No, I don't care how hot you are.
Or what about like just a bad perfume?
Just too heavy.
Right. And or old lady-ish.
Old lady. Oh, yeah. You smell like Joyce.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. I mean, and some women, it's... How does that happen? It smells good for a long time, and then you all of a sudden smell like old lady.
I think a lot of times you get used to the scents you put too much on. That's a big problem. And I cannot stand when I hug or shake hands with somebody,
right.
And then I smell like their oil or their... I have to take my stuff off sometimes, like my sweater, take a shower.
What happened to patchouli? Is that still going?
I don't mind patchouli just in a slight little tiny
Slightly.
Bit. Yeah, you cannot overdo it.
You smoke weed if you wear patchouli, really.
I don't know about that.
No?
I mean, you might be into the natural lifestyle.
Like incense.
You definitely oil pull in the morning.